Okay, today is Daf Chaf Beis. We're on Daf Chaf Beis on the top line, and today's shiur is sponsored by the Norensberg family, Leila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas, and Shama Shadav and Aliyah. So, on the top line, so we ended off by saying that if any someone who is an Amaretz, so what do we say about that person? Right? Is someone who doesn't, is Lo Shimesh Talmid HaChachamim. What does that mean? What does that mean? He doesn't help the Talmid HaChachamim get out of a car. He doesn't bring him a coffee.
Doesn't attend to
the Talmid HaChachamim. It's not what Rashi says. Look at Rashi. Lilmod Svaras HaGemara. To learn the Svaras of Gemara. B'taymei HaMishnah. In the reasons of the Mishnah. Mahim. What are they? Rasha who? You're Rasha. You're Rasha? She'ein Torasso al Burya, because your Torah is not clear, ve'ein lilmod haimenu. You can't learn from that. Sha'al yedeh ha'taymim yesh chiluk be'itzah v'heter. Because by knowing the reasons, you see the difference. Itzah v'heter, dini mamanis, lezakos, l'chayev, who's mutter, who's guilty, innocent, b'tahiros, l'tame, l'taher, v'tahiros, what's tame, what's tahar, k'damar v'kama v'kama b'duchti, my time, omar marhachi, my omar hachi. We always ask that question. Right? V'omar, my benayu. Iki benayu. Kach v'kach. So and so. V'orim hu. The guy's like mamish naked. Right? Shashomeyas kolo. Shona mishniyosav. You're right? Kisavar hu shabaki b'tameyem. V'nogim b'okavot ha'minich ha'chamim. By serving the Talmid Chacham means you learn what the reasons are. It's unbelievable. Rashi. You learn what the reasons are. That's the covet of the Talmid Chacham. Not giving him a coffee. Yeah, it's a very nice thing. It's chesed. It's wonderful. That's not what we're talking about. Right? Because when you know what the reasons of what Abaya say, when you try to get to the depths of what Abaya said, that's a cover for Abaya. It's unbelievable art. Okay. Itmar. Karav Hashanah. Somebody learns and even chazes over. V'lo shimesh Talmid Chacham, and he doesn't serve Talmid Chachamim, whether it's the standard pshat or Rashi's unique pshat. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Hareza Am Ha'aretz. You're an Am Ha'aretz. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Omer, Hareza Bur. You're a Bur. What's a Bur? So there's a pasuk in Bereishis in Parak Mem Zayin, pasuk Kitzes, but it says Vahadama Lo Soshem. I think it's in Vayigash. Vahadama Lo Soshem, and the land was not like plowed or not good. And the Tagam Uncle says Va'ara Lo Tibur, like a bar, empty, right? Rabbi Yane Omar Harezek Kusi. You're a Kusi. What's a Kusi? Kusi was someone who only learned Torah Shebiksav. Didn't learn Torah Shebal Peh. Why? Because Torah Shebiksav is easy. There's no rules. There's no anything. It's just black and white rules without no depth. Just very superficial. So if someone doesn't learn with Talmid Chacham, same idea. The Maral says like a kusi. You can learn Mishnayos like a kusi too. You can learn Gemara like a kusi also, right? Ravacha Bar Yaakov, Amar Hareza Mugosh, Mugosh, you're like a magician, like a sorcerer. Amar Rav Nachan, Shkoyach. Amar Rav Nachan Bar Yitzchak, Mistabra, Kravacha Bar Yaakov. I think he's right. The Amri Inchi, Rotin Migusha, like you chase after a magician, a sorcerer. V'leod the Mai Amar, right? And you don't know what he's saying. You hear what he's saying. He's saying these incantations, these spells. You don't really understand it. Same thing. Hi Tana, V'leod the Mai Amar. You're reading Gemara, you never know what you're talking about. Same thing. Tanar Rabbanan, Ezu Am Ha'aretz. Who's an Am Ha'aretz? A lot of people. Kol She'eino Korei Kriyashma Shachris Ba'arvis Bebircha Seha Diver Meir. Rebbeir says what makes you an Am Ha'aretz? You don't learn, you don't read Shachris morning and night with its brachos. Kriyashma, I'm sorry, what did I say? I'm sorry, Kriyashma. You don't read Kriyashma in the morning and night. Chacham Omrim, Kol She'eino Menech Tefillin. You don't wear Tefillin. Ben Azei Omer, Kol She'eino Tzitzis Bebigdo. You don't wear Tzitzis. Rav Yonah's son, what is it, tzitzis for big dough? The Chazon Ish has a suffix. Does that mean you don't wear tzitzis at all? Or you wear a four-corner garment and don't put tzitzis on? You hear that, suffix? Rav Yonah's son ben Yosef Omar, kol sheyesh lo banim, you have children, ben begadlan lo motara. You don't send them to yeshiva. Right? Acherim omrim, so here's another, it's Acherim and Remeir, the same set of people. This is the Gemara that Tosfos said, but in Brachas, they're also mentioned separately. Right? Right. So Achim Omrim, Afilu Kar Vishona, even if you study and you learn, Velo Shimish Tamid Chachamim, Zehu Am Ha'aretz. Right? That's an Am Ha'aretz. Kara Velo Shana, Harei Zebur. If you learn, but you don't chazer, you're a boor. Lo Kar Velo Shana, you don't learn at all. Alava Kasav Omer Vizarati as Beis Yisrael Vez Beis Yehuda Zera Adam Vizera Behema. Right? What are you? Nothing. Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure it's a big machlokas over here. It's just different. The different bare minimums. It's all minimums. Guy doesn't wear tefillin. Right? They're all minimums. They're not. He doesn't know shots by heart. That's not in the list. They're all minimums. Guy doesn't wear tefillin. Guy doesn't wear tzitzis.
They're all things you learn after mishnayos.
Right. That's interesting.
So if you just recite all
mishnayos,
you wouldn't have a
lot. Right. 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 So wasn't a guy's armor? He doesn't have chakras. Yeah, that's all it is. Such a basic thing, right? All these things are so aleph based. Nothing here is deep. Nothing here is complicated, right? The guy knows all the intricacies of demai. No, none of that. The guy doesn't say right. You learn the second demai. It's brutally hard. No, forget that. The guy doesn't say shema. No, very hard. Yarias Hashem. It's very hard. Yarias Hashem bini umelech va'am shonim al tesarev. Amar Vitzchak, Elu Sheshonim Halachos. These are people that learn halacha. Right? So Pshita, it's obvious. So Ma'adatema, I would have thought the Shonin Bechet, that it's a bad thing. They repeat their Chet, Kidder of Huna, Damar of Huna, Kivan Sha'avar, Adamaveir Vishanaba, Hutrilo. Since you do an Aveir once or twice, it becomes like Mutter to you. And the Gemara says, do you really mean Mutter? And the Gemara says, no, it's like Mutter. The Daz Akedah is unbelievable Var. Anyway, Kamash Milan, no, we don't mean that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about good things. He says an unbelievable thing. He says, Daz Akedah and Bali Tosfos. He says, what does it mean if you do an Aveir once, you're twice or whatever, it becomes like it's Mutter? He says, he gives a mushroom. He says, you have a dirty shirt. You don't want it to get dirty. But once it gets dirty, you don't mind if it gets more dirty. It's already dirty. The same thing with a chet. Once you have a chet, another chet, what's a big deal? As long as you're clean, you don't want to get dirty. Once you're dirty already, so you don't mind getting more dirty. It's unbelievable heart, no? It's unbelievable. It's so true. It's so true. Okay. Exactly. So then, once you do an aveir once or twice, okay. So I should, why should that be?
You give yourself permission.
Exactly. You give yourself leeway, and then it's too far. You're too far gone. Anyway, Tana Hatroim Mibali Olam. If someone who learns from Tanoim is a destroyer of the world, Mibali Olam Salgadaitik? Well, that's such a terrible thing, right? I thought that's a good thing. Someone learns. Amar Ravina, no. Shemar Halacha Mitoch Mishnasan. No, it means someone who's paskins from learning Mishnayos. That's a big, you can't do that. Tanya Namihachi, Amar Rishua Vichin Mibali Olamain, Valom Yoshvi Olamain. That's the best thing in the world to be learning. No, Shinemar, Halichas Olam Lo, Ella, what does it mean? Shemar Halacha Mitoch Mishnasan. You learn halachas from Mishnayos. Can't do that. Then we said Isha Purusha. Isha Purusha was some kind of bad woman. And we said Isha Purusha is a bad woman, and a Makas Purusha was a bad thing, the Mishnah said. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan. But listen to this Gemara. Besula Tzailamis. Oh, Besula who davens a lot. Va'almana Shovavis. And an Almana who hangs out in the neighborhood. V'katan shelo kalula chadashav, and a katan who didn't finish out his months. The Gemara will explain what that means. Harei elu mibali olam. Those are people that destroy the world. Right? So Rashi says, what's going on here with these people? Right? So Rashi says, the basula is not really a basula, but she makes herself out like a basula. She davens in shul, comes to every minyan davening so long, and what is she? She's a very, very woman of ill repute. But she comes to daven, everyone thinks, basically she's a faker. Right? Why we pick a basula and an almana the same thing? They make themselves out like these big balas, tikkunios, and they're really not. Right? So, and
why
now what?
Why would that be in the same category?
What?
Why would an almana be in the same category?
Because the Maharal explains, because these people don't have husbands. So they're able to get away with, look at her. Most women that have husbands, they're home with the kids. So she doesn't have. So where is she? She's in shul, shuckling away. That's what the Maharal says, that they're shuckling away in shul, they look like they're so frum, and really, they're all fake. It's a funny, hard for us to understand.
Also, people might cut her more slack because she's an almana, so therefore they might let things go because she's an almana. Or other people
have... Right, and a basula means that she's younger than not married, so she has no responsibilities at home. So where is she? In a shul all day, shuckling away. But really, Rashi says, She'ain on Ella no Efes. She's only a no Efes, right? An adulterer, machashefos, right? Umaris Atzman kids in Kanios. But they look, they appear so frum. Shol yid beku acher. Don't look into them too much. They don't, right? Not only that, any va'amar of Rav Yochanan lamadnu yiras chet mi besula. Just the opposite. You learn yiras chet from a besula. The kibul schar mi almana, and you can learn the kibul schar from an almana, right? Yiras chet mi besula. The Rav Yochanan shaymer lahi besula. There was a certain besula. The nafla aapa. She fell on her face. The ka'amar, and she said the following: Ribono shel olam, barasi gan eden. You created Gan Eden. Ubarasi Gehenim. You created Behenim. Barasi Tzadikim. Barasi Rishayim. You created righteous people and wicked people. Yiratzon Lefanecha Shelo Yichashel Bi Bnei Adam. I shouldn't have people stumble, make me stumble, and I should be bad. Now, what chiddush did she say? Not such a chiddush. She didn't say anything extraordinary, but it's a pretty nice thing to say. And V'kibul Schar Mi Almana. Dahu Almana. There's once an Almana. Dahai Bei Kinishta. There was a shul in her neighborhood. In her neighborhood, there was a shul. Nevertheless, call Yoma every day. Have you asked be majoshes Reb Yochanan? She went to daven into the other shul, in Reb Yochanan shul. Amalei biti lo beis b'shibu b'saych. You don't have a shul in your own neighborhood. You have to come all the way to me. And Amar la, and she said, Rebbe, v'lo schar psios yeshli. Well, don't I get the schar for walking extra? This is pretty good stuff. They're pretty impressive people. So what? Exactly, schar alicha. So what are we doing, throwing the Dalmon and Mzul under the bus? The Gemara says, no, they're special people. Anyway, yeah, you're right. Kik Amar, you know, we weren't talking about all, that's too, how they say, that's too, the stroke of the brush was too broad. We don't mean to include every Alman, every Basul like that. Who are we talking about? Kik Amar Kigon Yochni Bas Rativi. We're talking about Yochni Bas Rativi. Yochni Bas Rativi was a witch. And what she did was, she made a spell, Rashi says this, she made a spell that women couldn't have children. They couldn't give birth. Pregnant women couldn't give birth. She made it difficult, and then at the last minute, she undid the spell to make it easy, make it normal. And then everyone, look at this woman. Look, she's such a miracle worker. What a nashim tzidkaniyos she is. Look at this. She davened, and all of a sudden, the pregnancy was the delivery was better. Till then, it was terrible. But she caused it like that. Now, how could you do that with witchcraft? I don't know. I don't know how she could stop it and then undo it. I don't know all that. Right? But the point is, we're doing a real double crosser over here. We're not talking about Stam a girl or Stam an Almana that does their best like most people. Right? Okay. Then what does it mean? My cotton shall call a chadashav. What does that mean? A cotton who didn't fulfill his years or his months. Hacha tirgamu zet tamachacham hamavait barabosav. It's someone who kicks the rebbeim. Right? Doesn't learn from the rebbeim. Doesn't respect the rebbeim. Doesn't listen to the rebbeim. Rabba Amar. It's a Talmud who didn't reach the age of being a Mora Hora, and he's paskening anyway. Like a 14-year-old kid paskening. Right? That's not really appropriate. What does it mean? Kirabim Chalalim Hepila Vatsumim Kol Harugeha. So Kirabim Chalalim Hepila Zet Talmud Chacham Shlovidia La Ra Umora. He didn't reach the age, and he still does it. Vatsumim Kol Harugeha. Zet Talmud Chacham Shegiya LaHara VeEinamora. And if you're able to do it, if you have those goods, you should do it. You're not supposed to sit in the corner and say, "Oh, I'm not Roy. I'm not Roy." You're not supposed to do that.
Even at 14?
No, not at 14. We're talking about someone who's appropriate. Where Moshe Feinstein wrote in his Igros Moshe, he felt like he had an obligation to answer people's shilas.
Absolutely.
It's not a question of gaiva. If you're there, you got to do it. The Jewish religion needs gedolim that can answer questions, right? And the ad kama, right? At what age? You only just asked. About 14 years old, also? No, ad arbon shnin until 40. Now, what? Now, Tosfos says, look at the top Tosfos. Pirish, does it mean that you turn the age of 40? Says Tosfos, of course, doesn't mean that. Pirish mishana shehitzchil lilmod, from the time you start learning, ad arbar mishana, 40 years after that. So what time does someone start learning? 6 years old, 7 years old. You don't learn when you're born, right? V'lo mishana shenolad, not the year you're born, right? Doesn't the 40 years don't start when you're born? Kidamrin and perakamet demesechtes avodah zara. V'lo nasan Hashem lachem leiv l'das ad yom hazeh. right? At the end of the 40 years, Shmamina, lo kaim inish adaite derabe arabon shnin. Right? Until... It's 40 years of when you started.
Right.
Not 40 years of when you turned to 40th birthday.
For Rabbi Akiva would be 80.
One second. What?
Rabbi Akiva would be 80.
What do you mean he would be 80?
Because he started 40.
Ein Echanami. Ein Echanami.
That's right.
Right? V'zeh haya mimatan Torah ad nem shana sh'od hiskilu lilmod. That's 40 years later. So it didn't mean, but it went, whoever, these boys that were in Mitzrayim didn't learn there. When did they start learning? At Matan Torah. So 40 years later, they're right. Takes 40 years, not when you're born. So what about the Mishnah Pirkei Avos? When it says, Ben Arboim Le Bina. What does that mean? What do all those numbers mean?
General ideas of when things should happen.
So, but now, so what, Tos is arguing on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos?
No.
Pirkei Avos is not Mashman that way. That when it says, Ben 40 Le Bina, it's 40 years of when you started learning. It's not Mashman like that. It means when you're 40 years old.
That
means that you don't understand clearly until 40. Adin, until you get understanding, it's 40.
The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is Mashma when you're 40 years old.
Right.
Not 40 years when you started learning.
No,
but now we're saying something. What?
40 is when you get Dina.
Why should that be? But what magic thing happens when you turn 40?
How do you explain it with Mazar?
Yes. Well, what magic thing happens when you turn 40?
How do you explain it with Mazar?
What? All right, so yes, what about Elizabeth Azai, who's 18 years old? So you always have exceptions. You always have exceptions
that's
of people.
Like
but we're talking about the average person.
He aged overnight.
Yeah,
he
turned white.
Right. What?
There was a simon by him. He turned white.
Yeah, you always have unique cases of people that are exceptions. Right. Every rule has an exception.
Exactly.
But the Pirkei Avos is not talking about exceptions. It's the average rules. Been 40 for this, been 50 for this. So Mati's saying that it's the average time around when you have these qualities, right? 100%. But like Tosus is basically saying that 40 really means 46, 47. Because you can't start till you're 5, 6 years old, 7 years old, right? It's interesting. Excellent.
You're an exception.
Okay, one second. Amy, is that true? Vaha Rabba Ori, but Rabba Paskin, and Rabba was not 40 years old. Rabba didn't live till, he died when he was 40. Right, he died when he was 40, Rashi says? He died when he was 40. Now, Rabba's mentioned every other page in Shas. We have Rabba. So, want to throw Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to the Kasha? Same thing. So,
the Rishon was 33 when he died.
Right. So how could it be? How could it be if the Gemara just said you have to wait until only 40 years? Tosfos was very machmer. It's 40 years when you start learning. Right? Even if you don't know the whole like that, you want to say it's 40 years from when you're born. Still, Rabba died when he was 40. The whole Gemara is written in his last week of his life. No. The Gemara answers, Bishavin. What does Bishavin mean? So Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, Bishavin means, Im Shave Legadol Ha'ir, Bechachma Mutalahoros. Yeah, if you're exceptionally amazing, even though you're young, go right ahead. Oh, She'ain Zakon Mimenu Beir. Or there's nobody else. So I'm young, I'm only 25 years old, but I'm better than nothing. Right? That's Rashi's two pshatim. Right? Tosfos says the exact opposite. It's a long Tosfos here, but his point is that if you're gadol, that if you're as great as someone else, but you're young, so why should you be paskinim? Rashi just said, he was as great as the guy who was paskinim. He was as great as the rov in the town, even though he was a young fisher. So why should he be paskinim? He's such a young guy. Why should he? So Tosfos says, no, but shavin means, means you're greater than the rov in the town. You're the best guy there. So of course we give it to you.
By the way, that's funny. You're the best guy. Careful, they just gave you.
Who?
Rabba.
Right.
Rabba was not supposed to be Rosh Hashiva first.
Right, interesting. Right, Mati's right. Rabba wasn't supposed to be the Rosh Hashiva first, right? So according to Rashi, if you're as good as the guy as the rabbi in the town, then why not? Then you can. So it doesn't make any sense. If the rabbi is good, then why would he need you? The answer is no, you're greater than the rabbi. Oh, if you're greater than the rabbi, you're the best guy in the town. You're the biggest Mora Hora. Then of course you can.
How do you know who
the best? Who decides who's the better one? We know who's the best. Everybody knows. Yeshiva knows.
Everybody knows.
Every yeshiva they know which is the best guy in the yeshiva.
In everything.
Not midos, not necessarily midos. In terms of learning.
Everybody knows who's the top.
Everyone knows who's the top guy.
However, if he's a younger guy and you've got an older guy to rub in the shul,
we're not talking about politics. We're not talking about politics. Right? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about who can be your Mohara. So Rashi says, if he's just as good, he can do it. Tosafot says the exact opposite. If he's just as good, what do you need him for? He's so young. Tosafot says, no, he's greater. How do you know? Every Rosh Hashiva knows. Walk into any yeshiva, tell who's the top guy. Oh, that guy right there. They all know.
You ask every kid, they'll tell you who the top guy is.
Right. Right. It's a fascinating thing. It doesn't go by yichus, or money, or any of those things. It's just ability. And desire and hasmad, and all the qualities that go into being every yeshiva will tell you, oh, that's the guy. That's that guy right there. Everybody knows. Right? And what happens? Then they start giving the chabura, then they start maybe helping the boys, giving, you know, small time paskening for the, and then it grows. Right? Okay. Then we said, umakos perushin, right? That was also such a bad thing. Makos perushin. So what does that mean? So Tana Rabbanan, it means it's bad qualities. What does that mean exactly? Tana Rabbanan, Shiva Purushin Hain. There are seven bad qualities. What are they? Pirish Shichmi, Pirish Nakfi, Pirish Kizai, Pirish Meduchya, Pirish Ma Chovasi, Vesena, Pirish Me'ava, and number seven is Pirish Me'ira. So what are these things? Pirish Shichmi, Ze Osa Maisa Shechem. They do what Shechem did, which is, they did a mitzvah for completely wrong reasons. They did a mitzvah, well, Shechem himself did a bris milah for a girl. And the rest of the town did it for business. They told him, ooh, we're going to have a lot of business if you do this, right? Business, right? Now, there are places where if you close on Shabbos, you'll have more business. Right? You'll have more business if you don't not open on Shabbos. Certain neighborhoods. So, people do it with Shul Hashem Shemaim. I'm not
that's so terrible.
What?
That's the thing?
I don't think it means that. A guy's in a big street in a very, 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 very firm neighborhood, and if he closes on Shabbos, they'll like him better. I don't think it means that. It means what Shechem did. Totally for the wrong reasons, right? Pirish Nakvi, Zehamanakev is Raglov. I don't know, he walks in some kind of fake, what? No. False humility. Like he's one of these, anavim, you know? Pirish Kazoi, Amr of Nacham, Etzik Zehamakev Dam Laksalim. He bangs his head against the wall. Why does he do that? I don't know. He wants to show that he's has tzar. I don't know what he's doing.
Anivus,
yeah. Pirish Miduchya, Omar Rabba Barshila, Demishefa Ki Miduchya. Again, he slopes down like a fake humble person. Pirish Machavazi Vesena, someone tells him what to do and I'll do it. So Hamalis, that's a good thing. It's a good thing. I do what I'm supposed to do. It's a good thing. Now, El Damar Mar, Chavasi Su. Chavasi su vasena. Right, what does that mean?
What?
Right, in other words, what more can I do? I did it all. Look how great I am. I did everything. There's nothing more for me to do. That's what it means. Pirish me'ava, pirish me'ira. So if somebody refrains or if somebody acts because of ava and yira, so amro le'abaya, varava, lotana, lotisni pirish me'ava, pirish me'ira. What's wrong with that? That has to be taken out of the list. There's nothing wrong with that. Why? Even if it's fake, Damar Yehuda Marav, Olam Yasak Adam Betor Mitzvah Safilu Shilolishma, Shemitok Shilolishma Balishma. That's nothing wrong with that. So I'm a good Jew because I'm afraid of punishment. What's wrong with that? Or Ava, I love Hashem. Something wrong with that, right? Even though, what?
That was not the optimal way of doing things, though.
It's not the optimum way.
It's
not the optimal. Yiras Ha'onesh. Is the, you know, in the Kabbalistic, in the Sifra Kabbalah, Yiras HaOnesh is the lowest level of Yira.
Exactly.
What are you afraid of? By the way, if you have Yiras HaOnesh, the only reason why you're being good is because of yourself. You're selfish. So I don't want to be tortured. All right, I'll do it. All right, I won't, I'll keep Shabbos. Why? Because you're selfish.
You're afraid.
That's being selfish. It has nothing to do with you and Hashem. It's you and yourself. I'll keep Shabbos because I don't want to be hurt. I don't want to Gehenna, whatever that is. I don't want that. So I'll be a good boy. That's the lowest level of Yira. what I'm doing with Yiras Hashem and all these lofty things. This is Yiras ownership, the lowest level. Because really, you're selfish. Think about it. Okay, it's better than nothing. So you got to take that off the list. Right? You got to take that off the list. Because why? So Shalolishma, Balishma. Right? So Tosfos said, we'll do the Tosfos inside. If time, we'll start it a little bit. So Tosfos asks the question, Va'amar, V'i Kasha, Hamrina Parakama, the Tainus, Kol Osek, Patorah, Shalolishma, Lassus, no, Sam Hamaves. If you act because of Lolishma, you get a Sam Hamaves, it's death. Ubashili Parak, Haya, Kori, Bibisekhus, Brachus, Kol Osek, Patorah, Shalolishma, Noach, Lo, Shalol, Nivre. Bet if you weren't born. How does that jive with what we just said over here? Talk shalolishma bolishma. So in other places, Tosfos answered. You know what it means? You shalolishma over there, the bad shalolishma means you did it to cause problems. Right? I'm learning just to cause problems and bother the rabbi and poke fun. That's lolishma. You know what? The better guy wasn't born. This shalolishma means I'm not doing it for the. I don't have yiras haromamos and fear of the lofty God. I'm doing it. I'm afraid of punishment. As a pasha, the Jew. All right, we talk shalolishma, balishma. That's how you behave. You keep Shabbos every week like that. It'll grow, and one day you'll reach a better, a higher level of yira of a true yira, yiras haromamos, yiras Hashem, all these lofty things. All right, that's two different things. Tosfos doesn't give that answer here. I think it was a very interesting answer. We could skip to the end of it. Where am I? Okay. And go. So go to the 1-2, it's the fourth line before the Tosfos ends, where it says Aval Hahi. Aval Hahi, it's the first word on the line. Aval Hahi Shalolishma. The Lolishma, the Tainas Umasechtas Brachos. The Lolishma over there where we said it's a bad Shalolishma. You're not learning because you have not ava, not yira. Ella lahosif al chetaso pesha. You want to make it worse on your life. Sha'anta shagagos, nasulo zidonos. You're a lahachis person, but the more you know, the more you're snubbing your nose in God's face. If I'm an Am Haaretz and I don't know anything, but I'm lahachis, not keeping the Torah. What am I? I don't even know what I'm not keeping. Ah, you become a big lamdin, and then you don't keep the Torah. It's 1,000 times worse. That's what the guy's doing. Not doing it to cause problems for the teacher. No, much deeper. You hear this? The guy's so evil that he wants to become a Talmud Chacham to know exactly what he's not going to be holding from. It's a whole nother level. That a person's dead if he wasn't born. This guy wants to do the best thing. He doesn't have the most amazing kavanas. He's a pasha. Okay, so talk shalolishma, balishma, right? Comes to daf yomi, understands everything. And of course not. Comes anyway, shows up, does his best. Okay, maybe he doesn't have the greatest kavanas. Doesn't make a difference. It's unbelievable part, no? You know what the guy's doing?
He likes the company.
He likes it, yeah, a lot of reasons. It's all good. Nothing bad about any of that stuff. Shalolishma, balishma. Here, the guy wants to know. The more he knows. The more he knows what he's not going to be holding from. That's terrible. Right? Okay. Where are we? Back in the Gemara. Amr of Nachman by Yitzchak, Dimitamra mitamra, what's hidden is hidden, umigalia megalia, and what's revealed is revealed, but ki beidina rabba lispara mahani de chafnu gundi. But in the real best in Shalmaila, everything's going to be revealed. Nothing is hidden, nothing is double, there's no double talk over there, there's no, right? No getting around anything. You can't fake it. Exactly. Over there, it's going to be real. Amalei Yanai Malka, the Bitse, Yanai Malka said to his wife, Al tisro min ha-perushin. Don't be afraid of the perushin. V'lo mimi she'ain perushin. And don't be afraid of the ones that are not perushin. Why? Because at least they're consistent. They're honest and consistent. Ella min ha-tzivuin. Be afraid of the ones that color things. Right? They're the dangerous ones. Shadom le-perushin. They appear like the Perushin. Shemaseh and Kamaseh Zimri. They act like Zimri. Umavakshin Tzchar Kepinchas. Right? And they want to be Tzchar like Pinchas. Zimri and Pinchas is the same Maisa. Right? That's what those are the ones you have to be scared of. Right? Okay. Next. Rav Shimon Omer. Ein Zechus Tole B'mayim Hamorim. There's no such thing that a Zechus is Tole the Mayim Hamorim. There's no such thing. He disputes that entire concept that if Shad Zechusim, the Mayim won't work. No such thing. There's no such thing.
Why
in the Mishnah, I don't know why they broke it up like that. I don't know. First of all, so it's interesting. He says two things. One of the opponent points out, what Sherman's saying is, there's no, two points. First of all, there's no hint to that in the Torah at all. There's no allusion to that anywhere. Where is there an allusion to such a concept that if Shad Zechusim, it won't work the water? No such thing. There's no allusion to that. Right? What?
Everything we do is Torah Shabbat.
I know, but usually there's a something, a limud, a something. There's nothing here. You're right. Not everything is like that. But they throw it in because it makes the Shimon stronger. Right? V'imata Omer, Hazachus Tol Bayim Amarim. And if you want to tell me there is such a concept, then it also not, this is a practical reason. First of all, there's no limud. There's no hint. There's no nothing about it. And if you want to tell me it works, midatas mayim b'vnei kol anashim ashosos. It undermines everyone that does drink, right? The whole thing. Umotzi at the shemra al tahiros. It's going to be a shemra al tahiros. Shishasu they drank. Shomer mah tameo say really they were adulterers. So what happened to this woman? Well, she once helped an old lady cross the street, right? So who doesn't do that? Even adulterers do that, right? Even adulterers light Shabbos candles, right? Even adulterers sometimes they keep kosher and they have a kosher home. The Ella Shetosel Lahan Zechus. Yeah, they really were guilty. So how come they went home scot free? Because they helped an old lady cross the street once. So they got a Zechus. Says Rav Shimon, that can't be.
So you said if they have one Zechus, they're off the hook?
Okay, so by the way, even if they have more than one Zechus, I'm just saying an exaggeration.
You don't know what goes on.
You don't know what goes on. A woman lights Shabbos candles every Friday night. It's a mitzvah. Every Friday night she does that. Right. Chances are she keeps pretty much good Shabbos, right? So much happened to me, she had an affair. Does that mean she's a total shaken? No. She had an affair. So Rav Shimon, they said, well, she has a lot of zechusim. 95% she keeps everything.
But
so says Rav Shimon, that's ridiculous.
He's saying if you're guilty, you're guilty. You're
correct. Right. Correct. Now, there's a machlokas here, but most hold there's a third shita now. Rabbi Omer, hazechus tole b'mayim ha'ma'arim. So it's sort of like a delayed reaction. Eni yoledes, all the brachos, she won't have any more children. Veni mishabachas, and she won't get any of the brachos. Ella, rather, misnavne v'holechas l'sov himisa ba'osa misa. It'll happen slower. It won't be like lightning coming down and striking her on the spot in the Beis HaMikdash, which is what the last Mishnah held.
Right.
You blow up on the spot. Not like that. Not like Rav Shimon who says there's no zechusim. Not like what we learned before, that the chusim, she goes home scot-free for a year or 3 years. No, it's a slow, okay, this is a slow thing.
Okay.
Slow death. And it'll so die the way the Asota dies. Right? One more line. Nitneis. Now, this is a whole other thing about the mincha. Nitneis minchasa. Let's say the mincha became tamei. Got tamei. Ad shalo kutcha b'kli. Before it went into a kli. So then harei hu hi k'chol ha-minchos. It's like any mincha that got tamei at a very early stage, v'tifte, you can redeem it. That goes in the garbage, right? You pay to redeem it. Then with the money, you buy new mincha, and that mincha has to go to the garbage. Because the chiddush is, v'mishakadsha b'kli, if it was already in the kli sharet, and now it got tamei, harei k'chol ha-menachos v'tisareif. It has to be burned. It can't be redeemed. It's too late. It can't be redeemed. It has to be burned. Okay, we'll stop here because the Mishnah goes way, way down. And we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have...
Sure.